for CFMO.
KO4HKX.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm here.
I know, man, I didn't want to get up this morning. I went to bed at a good time, but I still don't want to get up.
That seems to make it worse.
Before my alarm clock went off. And I'll probably have that trouble before long, but right now I don't seem to. And it just gets annoying for that thing to go off every morning.
See you now.
Let's see. 44? Yeah, I think I'm 44.
You're just a little bit younger than I am. The last couple of years, that's really hit me, waking up before the alarm clock. But I've been on a schedule for a while now, so I guess that has more to do with it than anything.
KN4 GFW Mobile. And there's one that probably wakes up before his alarm clock. KO4 CEM.
So he probably doesn't even use an alarm clock for one.
He can probably wake the rooster up.
I mean, I heard the clock down in the den dinging. And that, and I said, uh-oh, wait a minute, and then the alarm went off.
So, Ken, you just pulling out of the driveway?
90.
Come on, catch you. Looking at Mushy Creek Road or Mushy Bank Road, whatever it is, right up here at the church.
Where that one is.
Road from you.
Road?
Yeah, that's it.
I usually like to get my 8 hours sleep.
A good time last night. I went, 10 o'clock we laid down, and I bet I was asleep probably in the next 10 minutes after that. So, I got a decent amount of sleep, but just never enough.
On a schedule, a routine is more to do with that than anything.
Yeah, by 8 or 8:30.
Especially like days like yesterday, when I didn't get home till after 6, you know, that's only a couple hours. I've just never been able to do that, unless I'm just really, really tired.
I'm home by then, so.
Morning person.
I don't mind the rain, and I hate to complain about it, but, man, I'm ready for fishing quick for a little while. Need some things to dry out.
The only way you can walk through my front yard right now is if it's frozen. KO4HKX.
Conductive to people driving in and out of it after it's wet.
Back to sleep.
Did y'all not hear what I said about the field day?
I might have doubled with you a little bit there. I'm not sure.
If the rain holds off next week. Now, this weekend is the ARRAO VHF contest. So if you want to do 6 meters through whatever and up, good weekend to try. And then next weekend is winter field day.
HF contest going on, a little short one.
I hadn't checked the calendar probably in a week or two. I've just been kind of hoping I can participate a little bit in the VHF, which we'll be leaving Friday, so I'm going to take my radio to West Virginia with me and see, but, you know, you kind of wonder if you're going to hear anything in the mountain range with HT on Simplet.
It's hard to get into West Virginia. I know it's hard for me to make a contact there. There's one operator that I always hear him during contests, but I ain't never been able to get him.
Some hiking and get up on one of those rocky ridges.
I would do that, but yeah, we don't have enough time for that, so I'll have to pass this trip. Maybe next time.
What are you guys doing? Camping? KN4 TFW.
To winter place. We're going to leave Friday and stay at Summit Special Reserve, which is the Boy Scout camp in West Virginia. It looks really nice. Apparently, it's where they do their National Jamboree. I mean, they have, like, little cabins and stuff the boys sleep in and whatnot. So we're staying there Friday night and Saturday night and then coming back Sunday. So we're going to ski. They'll ski all day Saturday. And then, we'll come back and then spend the evening at the place and then come back Sunday morning. To stay in West Virginia, I would highly recommend this place because they have everything from glamping tents that you can stay in, and you do not have to be in Boy Scouts to reserve a place at this Summit Betchel Reserve.
Step out for a minute, grab me a cold drink. KO4 HKX, I'll be right back.
This is that QT.
Yeah, right there before I get on the interstate. I'll hit it some morning.
Made the stop. And it's only going to be for fuel, and I'm probably not going in.
Blue Speed Station right outside the plant. And, man, it's a fancy one. I mean, now they got all the nice pumps, but you go in and they got little self-checkout areas. And of course, they got all the chicken and stuff like that. It's really fancy. But they sell diesel cheaper than almost everywhere else that I drive by.
Nothing, a big service station or something right across the interstate from BMW?
I don't know. I know we have a warehouse they were building. And they built that bridge across the interstate just for that one warehouse.
Main exit right there, like where you, the little side road that you turn down to go to, like the unclaimed furniture. Seems like they're building a big service station there.
To be honest, it wouldn't surprise me none. I don't know of anything off the top of my head, but it doesn't mean it's something they haven't really made a big deal about. I know we got the new battery plant going up in Woodruff, and we're doing all the expansions that are coming up here soon, but I don't know about any other construction besides ones right there next to the plant with the, we finished up the new training center.
Guy had the, he's got one of them high dollar Hummers, battery operated Hummers and that, and he was in the wintertime and he plugged it up on Sunday and realized it was going to take it till Friday before he could drive it.
Yeah, that would be hilarious right there. I wonder why it takes so long to charge. I mean, was it just on a home power, or what was the deal with that?
120 volts, you know what I mean? Home charger, it was cold outside, and he had one of those, you know, with the huge battery in it. It was just going to take a long time.
That's funny right there. That is hilarious. Wait that long just to be able to drive. Be like your Sunday driving vehicle.
That's what, a mile or two per hour on 120 volts?
That's not even worthwhile.
For HKX, I'm back, guys.
Yeah, I saw where Wyoming was thinking about banning the electric cars.
Article, I don't remember if it was that place or a different place altogether, was talking about banning electric vehicles by 2035, something like that, because it would affect their oil industries they had. I don't know. I don't see South Carolina really grasping the EV industry a whole lot. They might. It's around, but I just don't know if it'll be like a California kind of deal where they think everybody can charge all the time.
Blue State.
We're moving around. As you get all those people moving out here, and then you get the few that are here already, and they start going to all these meetings and getting into offices, and that's what affects it. That's what's happened at the house.
Down here because they didn't like it where they were, and then the first thing they do is try to make here like there.
I completely agree, and when you get time, look up the blue zone communities and look at what they're trying to do up around the house now. They've enacted that blue zone stuff, and it's a complete joke.
For North Carolina?
Please do it. You gotta look into it. I can't stand to read it. It's so obnoxiously irritating.
Can't get to work. Have the ATF, have y'all kept up with the news where the ATF has now passed that rule banning those little, they call them stabilizers, but, you know, it's a little micro housing for your pistol. Have y'all seen that?
What they're talking about. I know what you're talking about. They're talking about this stabilizing brace for your short-barreled rifle, which you, is a pistol as long as you don't shoulder it. What you're talking about is a little bit different.
Up on that yesterday, that was, I have looked at those things, but I think anytime you add a stabilizer, one guy even mentioned an optical scope. So if you put some type of optical scope on a pistol, it can be considered a short barrel rifle. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. And so that basically it would be illegal, or you'd have to register it with the ATF.
From my understanding of it is you take an AR, which typically has a 16-inch barrel, and you put a shorter barrel on it, let's say 10 inches. And now you have what's called an SBR, short barrel rifle. But if you put the stabilizing brace on it where you can't shoulder it, or you're not supposed to shoulder it, and now it is called an AR pistol, which is legal, was legal. Now it's not, because they're saying the brace, you can still put it to your shoulder with that, and that's the difference. But if you take the little plastic buttstock off, you have an AR pistol. And just leave it as the buffer tube. I'm like, this is crazy. I mean, you're playing with just little words about different things, and it don't make no sense.
It's definitely crazy. It's what they wanted to do, so it is what it is. Well, gentlemen, I am pulling in the parking lot, so I'm going to pull up, find me a spot, jump out and head in. So y'all be safe out there on the road this morning, and hopefully we'll holler at you whenever I get off work today around 4 or so. So y'all have a good one, 7-3, and we'll talk to you after a while. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Have a great day, KO4HKX.
You enjoyed that meeting, KN4TFW. This week?
Yeah, I heard from Richard. He's doing okay.
KN4TFW. Good morning, Miss Sally.
Yeah. Hey, you're a little late there. Patrick and I were on the radio here at 4:30 this morning.
You're listening, huh?
She just told me, she goes, Patrick used to be her buddy, but not at 4:30 on Thursday mornings anymore.
It's not my favorite thing either.
So you're saying she's not a morning person?
Oh, no. Sally is not a morning person.
I am a morning person.
She does
when
get
up.
When she's awake, she says she's a morning person. KA3JCA with KA4JCA later.
What you consider morning?
You could hear her every morning, 8 o'clock, when she does her conference call with everybody at work and so forth. I have never heard a more jovial, jocular person that early in the morning.
I don't know whether to believe that or not, because I hear her laughing in the background, so I don't know if you're being sarcastic there or what, Richard.
That's actually true. She gets on there and, you know, like, she comes up with things like, good morning, everybody. Like, on Wednesday, I think it's like Wonderful Wacky Wednesday, and Tuesday is Terrific Tuesday, or...
This Wednesday was Wishful Wednesday, because we wished it was Friday.
Oh, okay, so I don't know if you heard that. Wishful Wednesday, because we wished it's Friday.
And, I'd have to say it, most morning meetings like that, if somebody like that, I wouldn't be paying them any attention.
Well, I forget what was happening, but one morning, I guess, there's several people in the group that check in and so forth like that, and her boss name is John, and I don't know what made me think of it, but about a month ago, I said something, and her Alexa in the office went off and started playing some music, and I didn't mean it to, but then she had a morning meeting, and I told it to play Big Bad John for her boss, and they all got a kick out of it.
Ken, go ahead and pick it up. I don't want to hog the repeater.
You guys are good. I usually look up what the national day is for that day, and I think yesterday was National Winnie the Pooh Day, and then before that it was National Bootleggers Day, and then that's how I usually greet the shipping guys when they get in at 7:30.
Sure, Ken. Yeah, I know Andrew's already gone, but he mentioned that Tampa in West Virginia, and I actually looked it up, and they actually have a glamour tent that he was talking about, $179 a night, but it physically has like a double bed in it with carpet on the floor and dressers in the tent. I mean, this is a nice Boy Scout campsite.
One of those where you stay in a yurt.
Up around the house and do that, Ken. They are Airbnb them up there.
Right there.
Remember me telling you about the dump trucks getting stuck in the ditch around the house?
Heard that one.
Long story short, guy doing the grading up above me, two properties up. That's his plan, is to put in a Airbnb yurts, like five or six of them on the property up there, and the neighbors are in a huge uproar about it. But yeah, there's yurts up there you can Airbnb if you start looking around.
Change your property where you got people coming and going all the time. I guess that would affect the neighbors there. Something that I always wanted to do that I never did is I hold my scuba diving rating with Patty, and they have a hotel in Florida that you can actually, you know, scuba dive underwater and come up into your hotel room, supposedly, and, you know, spend the night there. It also has passages to get to the room, apparently through tunnels that are like, I don't think it's deeper than 30 feet, but for those that don't scuba dive, but I've always wanted to stay under, you know, sleep underwater like that.
I bet it'd play mind games with you if you thought about it too much.
Getting claustrophobic and waking up in the middle of the night?
I was thinking about that part of it. I don't know that. Richard, I think, say you're on your own there, buddy.
You have to be under stuff like, anybody ever been up there to Tennessee to see Ruby Falls?
I doubled with you there, but yes, I have been to Ruby Falls.
So in the elevator, and then they take you down, I don't know how far down in the ground, and then you gotta walk back these caverns and that, and then you come into this big room where this waterfall falls out of the ceiling into a puddle, and then and then just runs down. I guess it goes in the ground somewhere. But it's pretty interesting. But yeah, she's not gonna be down underneath the ground like that.
What's up, Ken? Yeah, I've not been to Ruby Falls. I've been to Carlsbad Cavern in Mexico, and I've been to the Luray Caverns up in Virginia. And that takes you down through the caverns there pretty deep.
You get there, and then when you get down to the falls, then they turn off all the lights to show you what the guy that discovered it saw, and man, you don't know what dark is until you're down there like that.
Hey, Ken, have you and Miss Susan ever been over to the Lost Sea over in Pigeon Forge, Gatlinburg area?
No.
You need to try it. It's definitely the experience you'll enjoy. It's closed in, it's open.
Because we've been to Pigeon Forge over there, I'm not heard that name.
down there at the entrance of it. There's all kinds of stuff. They had a, if I'm remembering correctly, because it's been 20 plus years since I was there, they had a, back in the roaring 20s, during Prohibition, they had a Prohibition distillery there, and you know, all kinds of stuff. They had all down in there. But if you go all down in it, there's a sea down there, and you, they will take you out on a glass bottom boat across this sea out there. There's nothing under you, and just like you're saying, darkness has a new meaning when you're there and they turn the lights out. But they say there's no bottom to that. They haven't been able to find a bottom to it yet.
Darkness, when I used to scuba dive, I used to go to the quarry up in Pennsylvania, up there near Three Mile Island, but there was a hole that's over 135 foot deep, and it's like right in the center of the quarry, because what happened is one day one of the rigs was like drilling or pulling dirt up, and that's when the spring broke, and I mean, it just flooded the thing. I mean, equipment, they lost equipment, shafts, buildings, you name it. But so now it's a scuba diving site, and we go out there and we know kind of generally where the where it's at, and you drop a bucket with lines, and you go down there, and you go down about 130 feet for recreational diving, and with your flashlight on, and I'm talking a high-powered flashlight, you can't see it unless you're looking at it directly, and then even then, the bulb looks like it's just a little flicker of a candle flame.
Still there? Here, watching this truck. I'm coming in the construction zone, and I guess he's not used to coming up through here, and he's wondering why I pulled over in front of him, but he finally saw the sign that said two lanes closed, and he backed off.
Put that up and see about going there. I don't know if you've been up there and know where the Bush's baked bean plant is at. When you come in that way, but the Lost Sea's on that road there if you have.
We used to go in when we were, when like the company picnic was at Carowind, or I'm sorry, at Dollywood.
Between now and February 28th, the Lost Sea is temporarily closed for construction.
It's still pretty neat.
I'm sorry, Patrick, I doubled with you. I was going to say, don't go between now and February 28th. Because the Lost Sea is closed for construction.
I was just saying, if you even if you just go down there and go in the front of it, the front half of it, it's still pretty neat to go into and look at what they've done there. I'm going to say 7-3s for now. I'm going to get this day started, get everything opened up and ready to go. Good to talk to both of you. Miss Sally, sorry to wake you up this morning. Richard, good luck. 4-HKX, I'll talk to y'all on down the log. 7-3.
7-3-KA3JCA. Go ahead, Ken.
7-3, Patrick, be safe out there in the rain. KN4-TFW.
Heard you on DMR much.
On DMR, too much. I mean, I carry my radio out there in the field when I walk the dog sometimes. It just depends on how windy it is. And that, but yeah, I just haven't been on the DMR too much.
Well, I was going to tell you, if you're not using it, that's good. If you are, you might want to turn it off. But there may be an issue with the radio and the GPS. Even though you turn APRS on and you tell it to, like for the digital channels, it's supposed to beacon on a certain talk group, and for some reason it wasn't doing that, and then the analog wasn't beaconing on the right VHF frequency either. But I was telling Patrick that we ran into an issue with Chandler's radio taking down a couple of the repeaters for the in South Carolina, locking the log system out. So I reached out to the guy because I had just programmed his radio 2 days before and mine wasn't doing it. And we got it fixed, got it restored and so forth. But I had accidentally left mine on and fell asleep, and the guy sent me a message telling me my radio was now doing it. So We got it finally squared away, so I'm just trying to work the bugs out of it.
My only time mine's on is when I'm using it. I don't leave it sit there and run. I mean, I hit the APRS button once in a while, and that just to see if it, you know, sends out and connects up, but that's about it.
I was really glad that the guy that I talked to, he's part of the South Carolina ETV and SC Hart engineering team, so he was very helpful, and I was able to troubleshoot it really quickly and find out what was going on. So, but, oh, Lordy. Yeah, I got up. For some reason, I was up before 4:30 this morning. I don't know why I got up so early. I mean, it was even before I was up laying there just listening, and then I heard Patrick come on so early.
Fire up a radio until I get in the car, and then it's usually, I don't know, 5:35, something like that.
Okay. Well, I guess it looks like it's going to rain today.
60% chance, isn't it?
It currently where I live, it says it's 60 degrees outside with a 60% chance of rain, and the high today is supposed to be 66, so I guess we're full of sixes today.
61 here in Spartanburg right now, but I am parked in the parking lot, so I'm about to say 7-3 to you and Miss Sally and Miss Ashley, and you guys have an awesome day, and that, and maybe I can catch you guys later. KN4 TFW.
You have a wonderful day at work, sir, and we'll catch you. We'll have to get back into talking about canning again. All right, 73 KA3JCA.